listener production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage. Rallies are being held nationwide this weekend, calling for action on domestic violence. Today, thousands are expected to gather in Sydney, Adelaide and Hobart, with more rallies being staged tomorrow, including in Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth. The Prime Minister will head to one in Canberra. Brittany Kozik from What Were You Wearing Australia, who's organising the rallies, says people are frustrated.
I think that's really evident by the amount of support and amount of not just women, but men as well, really engaging with us and saying that they'll be there. We've had such a big support network really getting behind us.
The Joint Counter-Terrorism Team has continued investigations into the associates of a teenager charged over the stabbing of a bishop at a Sydney church last week. A 15-year-old has now been charged with conspiring to engage in any act in preparation for or planning a terrorist act. He's facing a children's court today. While an eighth person has been charged over the riots that came after the stabbing in Wakeley, the 19-year-old will face court today. A health update from the King. Buckingham Palace says he will return to public-facing duties from next week after a period of treatment and recuperation following his recent cancer diagnosis. And the federal government is committing more than $161 million towards a national firearms registry, which was agreed upon by state and territory leaders last year. Port will be down key players heading into next week's big clash with the Crows. They beat the Saints by 10 points last night, but they lost 3 to injury. Skipper Connor Rosie has a hammy niggle, a leocopt concussion, while Sam Powell Pepper's busted his knee. Coach Ken Hinckley says they played with courage.
Initially it was ourselves hurting ourselves with conversion, and then it came about us running into concrete walls a bit and hurting ourselves physically. So it's pretty proud of the boys to get that job done.
Round 7 kicks on today with 3 games, starting with the Roos v Crows in Hobart.